Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. This is side number 2. Side number 2. This is side number 2. Side number 2. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. This is side number 2. Side number 2. This is side number 2. Side number 2. This is side number 2. Just finished side number 1, so we're starting side number 2. Yes, it's March the 17th, 1990, St. Patrick's Day. The big parade is on in Chicago. And the old senior citizen, Bob Hop, is just sitting here. I've attended the other parades, but today I'm just sitting home watching some of these. Watching this parade. Got Channel 9 on. Collins, McGuire, and Skilling. Three guys describing the parade. I'll get it back in a minute. Just.
I want you to know whether or not to return Code Orange to Britain to let him seek justice there or stay here. I'm embarrassed to tell you I don't know the whole story, but there's a very strong move to get Joe Daugherty free here in this parade.
You're right. And in fact, Bob, I think there was something on 60 Minutes a couple months ago on Joe Daugherty.
Exactly right, and I wish I could recall the details.
Yeah. Here's our Chicago Pipefitters Association's Local 597. Pipe fitters work with the heating elements. The plumbers work with the sanitation.
Is that right? You know a lot about this stuff, don't you?
Yeah.
I would be a good guest, too. I don't know.
Hey, by the way, guys, the special Bozo ticket line number that everybody in Chicago's been talking about, it's open to request your tickets to WGN's Bozo Show. You can call now 1-900-820-2000. The lines are now open. If you get a busy signal, try later. The lines will be open all afternoon. And remember, again, only 4 tickets per caller and 1 per household. There will be a $3 charge for that call, but the proceeds go to the Off the Street Club, and callers must be at least 18 years old and have their parents' permission. Remember again, 1-900-820-2000. That $3 charge, by the way, covers phone line expenses, and proceeds go to the Off the Street Club. This 100-year-old Boys and Girls Club serves as a haven from street gangs, drugs, and crime for more than 3,000 West Side kids.
Oh, we're in trouble now. Look out, it's the entire population of Chicago. They're all here.
We're glad to have two. I attended the Loras College group.
Loras College, located in scenic and historic Dubuque, Iowa, right across the river from Toledo. There they are.
Hey, I just turned this machine on again. I didn't know what was on here last, but that was the Chicago Parade, St. Patrick's Day Parade. But here today, my gosh, it's Wednesday, March the 28th. Do you know that it's been 19 years, yesterday I believe, that my great brother Herm passed away. The fella that catered to all of them here. Him and my dad had a grocery store here for some 49, 50 years. And did they ever cater to these people back in the days during the Depression? People were poor. They had no bread. They had no butter. The wagon used to come up, the dispensary. The wagon would come up and give each one a head of cabbage or so. I've been thinking about that today. But getting back to today, March the 28th, you know, I got up this morning and went to church. By gosh, I started by going to church, attended Mass, and then went down to Mary's little restaurant down here on Route 25 in Zengeli Ave. Oh, I like to go in there and visit, like so many others do. And while we were there, someone mentioned, hey, geez, we were at the funeral parlor last night. And they mentioned Nick Casper. Oh, my gosh. 85 or so. What a grand man he was, and a neighbor. since I was a baby on Forest Avenue. Nick. He's from that large family. He's only got one sister left, Helen. From that family on Forest Avenue, that good old Forest Avenue bunch. From the Millens, the Zelensics, the Bakers, just to name a few. And so, the Hops were there, the Rungs, the Weilers, the Schraders, the Walterses, oh, the Hilgers. What a neighborhood that was years ago. So I quick run over to the funeral parlor and said, say, I got my coffee setting up in the restaurant. Someone just mentioned, and I almost forgot to get here and offer you people my sympathy. What a great man was Nick. Oh, he worked so many years at the Burlington, so hard. What a nice guy. One by one, they drop off, really. But then getting to other things. Oh, my gosh, I went downtown. I went to the hardware store, bought some lawnmower parts, repaired some of my lawnmowers. I went down to the Aurora Township office, give them $6 for my yearly dues, just to get their little paper and walk in and say, good morning, everybody. Whenever I'm downtown, I open the door and say, good morning, everybody. And I enjoy it. Then I went over to Arnkill's. Another longtime Aurora firm down here at the pawn shop at Arnkill's store. My gosh, everybody remembers the Arnkill's. And I'm invited to a wedding a week from Saturday. The Arnkill boys getting married. Then I stopped in the post office, got a few stamps. Visit. Oh, I love to go around and visit. What fun it is. I mailed my tax slip. I bought some stamps. Oh, I've got so many things to do. So far it's been a great day, but you know what they're telling. Hey, it might rain all the way till the weekend, maybe till Monday. Oh, gosh. But I guess we need the rain, too. You know, when I was up in the hardware store this morning, I saw an old schoolmate of mine, Nick Dom. What a great guy he is. You know, that's a Luxembourg name. Oh, from the nicest family right here on Pigeon Hill. Nick and I went to school years ago. But you know, the name is spelled Dom. Dom. And the Luxembourg pronunciation is Dom, D-A-H-M. But once in a while say, well, there's Nick Dam. Or someone pronounce it Dam. Well, anyhow, boy, what a great family. Nick, Ralph, Pa, Ma. Oh, what a great family from the Hill. But, you know, you could say, well, I went to visit Nick, Bill, Ralph, Dam, and the whole Dam family. You see, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just a coincidence. Like the name Hop. Hope, Hop. It's always good to have a short name. Like the color of a color, brown, black, blue. Those are all good names, easy names. But the name Hop, my dad, when he had the little grocery store and I went to the ball game, and everybody sat at the ball game on Sunday and the kids would come by. Maybe I told you this before. Carrying their little buckets with ice cold pop. I'd go up to the ball game and it would embarrass me so much that all the fans added to it, ice cold pop. And in unison, they'd sing, ice, the kid would holler, ice cold pop. And they'd go, made out of slop, stirred by a mop, sold by John Hop. Oh, that embarrassed me so much. I'd just get seated and I'd get up and leave. Honest, it kind of left a mark on me. Just that name Hop, and it's been such a nice name all these years. Oh, and my dad had such a sense of humor. Oh my gosh, he was proud of his name. He even formed, years ago, he made sodas in the store, ice cream sodas. They'd call him a jump soda. He had on the window. He loved to paint signs. Try a jump soda. And a lot of them got a kick out of that. He had a good sense of humor. He's been gone a long time now. bless him and watch over him. I hope his soul is somewhere just waiting, maybe to greet me someday. Hey, goodbye, everybody. Have a good day. Know what? Have a good day just a little later. I had to come right back to tell you this. I shut this machine off too quick. Just a little bit ago, I fried myself a couple hamburger sandwiches here. I have a microwave, and I very seldom use my gas stove anymore. But when I do, you know, I installed myself a smoke detector here. Fire, you know, in case of fire. Every darn time I use that gas stove, that thing begins to whistle like crazy. Oh, my gosh, it just scares the daylight out of me. So before I use my stove now, I got to get up on the chair and take that smoke detector and put it in the front room on the TV to keep it. Why, you start and you fry a little hamburger and it'll scare the daylights out of you when that smoke thing goes on. So you see, I just had to tell you this. Now I'll say so long, everybody. Have a good day. Goodbye. I did just say goodbye, but here I am back again. It's early. It's about 9 o'clock in the morning, March the 30th, 1990. Oh, brother. One more day and 3 months of the old new year will be gone already. I don't have much to say this morning, but sometimes you talk, you know, and everything gets controversial, really. Like, hey, one thing I heard one time. It's not really, it's kind of cute, I think. 20 Swedes run through the weeds, chased by one big Dutchman. Once in a while, I'll walk in the crowded place and I'll say that, and the guy says, no, you didn't finish that. There's some more to that. There's about 4 or 5 more sentences to go with that saying. It's just kind of cute. Yeah. Hey, I'll let you go for the time being. I'll probably be back again soon. Bye now. Guess what? Hey, it's Friday the 13th. Yeah. It's April the 13th, Friday. And it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I've been up for a half hour or more already. Guess what? I'm going into Chicago today. I bought a jumping rope. Yes, a jumping rope. A 6-7 foot jumping rope. And I bought it at Ace Hardware. I got it all fixed up. I'm going to take it into Chicago today and jump rope with the kids. You know, at Pioneer Plaza, right next to WGN station, they got a jumping rope day. All the kids bring their jumping ropes. I'm going in and jump rope today. I'm looking forward to it. That's why I'm up so early this morning. Hey, I'll be seeing you. I'll be back again. Bye now. Hey, here I am back. Remember, I just re-listened to this. I said I'd be back again. Well, here I am. I'm back again. It's Thursday, May the 3rd, 1990. So I got to tell you, I did get out there and jump rope. And I enjoyed being with all those kids. It was something that, it was sort of a big deal to me, really. I enjoyed it. It was Good Friday, Friday the 13th. And you know where, after the rope jumping? Oh, I went to the little coffee shop up the street and I met the same people that were in charge, the people from the Heart Fund and the insurance companies. I met them in the little croissant restaurant. Just a little bit up on Michigan Boulevard. But on the way back, you know, I stopped in St. Peter's Church. And I attended the stations. And I went to confession. Just think. Just before Easter. I accomplished a lot that day. It was great. I enjoyed the day, really. Oh, hey, you know what? This... In a few months now, May, June, July, We're having a get-together. The relatives, those from out east, those from out west, from my family. We're going to have a little party, and we're all going to get there, going to fly in, and we're all going to be together for a picnic. Who knows? Some of us, it might be our last. But anyhow, you know, we're going to get to see all our relatives. You know, we've got, oh my gosh, so many things that there's been remarriages, and we have different relatives. Anyhow, we're going to see who all our relatives are. It'll be great, really. Oh, in regard, oh Lord, forgive us, for we know not what we do. I just had to add that. Because there's so many, we have a lot of new relatives. I guess some have left, some have joined us. But anyhow, oh, it's sure great. I don't know what, this month of May is always so beautiful. So I'm going to go continue on my way this morning. It's about 8 o'clock in the morning now. So I'll be back again. I'll be seeing you. Bye now. Remember a bit ago, I told you I'd be seeing you? Bye now? Hey, here I am back. My gosh, it's 6:15 now. Same day. I'm getting ready to go up to the farewell party, retirement party, on Chief, one of my neighbors, Chief Fire Chief, John R., Bob Mangers. So I'm going to say to him at the door, now we can again call you Bobby Mangers. You know, I was out today, out and around, and someone was telling me, oh, people say such bad things about Aurora. You know, we shouldn't. But once in a while, I hear things from senior people that I've known a long time. Some of them, I heard one mention, my gosh, he's afraid to drive in some sections of town for fear he'll get caught in the crossfire. My gosh, isn't that something? And I'm going along just as well, go here and there and all over. But things like that, that people say, and some pretty reliable old-timers in this city. The thing that ticks me off, you know, it could even get worse before it gets better. Oh, gosh, I hope not. But it could, with the influx of people, more people. Oh, what a busy town this is getting to be. Not the downtown. Oh, that's on... Oh, how they're trying to bring back the downtown. I was down there today for dinner. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But it's still good old Aurora. Hey, I'll be seeing you. Bye now. Remember I told you I'd be seeing you? Well, I'm back again. It's May the 7th. Beautiful day. Just returned from a funeral. It's just about noon. Funeral here in the area, a neighbor of mine. Gee, he lived to be, what, 65 or so? Gosh, here I am, 76. Hey, I was just watching the news yesterday, and I see the Pope, he is down in Mexico. Oh, he's greeting that predominantly Catholic country. But now there's competition, the way the news read. There's a bunch of, there's two kind of Catholics. A group that's turning Baptist. They prefer kind of the easy way. You know, remarriage after divorce and family, you know, all this sex stuff. Well, they got their own religion now. So the Pope, he's down there with two different groups. I think a lot of the Catholics turn Baptist. They're finding the easy way. Oh, brother. Hey, well, that reminds me, I just heard, you heard that maybe on the radio. The other day, the barber fellow was in to get a haircut, and oh, he was telling the barber, I'm going over to Rome, I see the Pope, 100,000 people, I will visit the Pope and be with the whole group. You know, when he come back later, he come in for a haircut one day, and the barber said, say, What, did you go out there and see the Pope? Oh, yeah. You know, he stood there with 100, 200, 300, half a million people. And the Pope called him up on the balcony. And he says, my gosh, was I surprised that he had me up there, you know. And he's telling this to the barber. And the barber says, well, my gosh, I wonder why he called you up to greet you. And, you know, the man told him, why, the Pope, he told me, out of all these hundreds of thousand people, I just figured you had the worst haircut. So that's why I had to get in touch with you. You get it? Really. Here I am back at this machine again. Today, it's about 11:30. Today is May the 26th, 1990. Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, Sunday, Monday should be big days. But there's a lot of graduations taking place now. Friend Helen left her car here and went down the Dallas-Fort Worth area to be with her daughter and grandson, who is graduating from high school. So I don't have much to do but go out and visit some of the senior centers. You know, I'm accustomed to going to different ones and saying hello to the elderly people, friends of mine. Oh, already too, I'm in the funeral parlor this morning. Every morning, I stop at a funeral parlor, really. So many people I know that are leaving. But you know, I made the rounds the other day. Oh, I went up Geneva, Batavia, St. Charles. Geneva, I parked my car, visited in the courthouse with a former employee, a lady that worked with me years ago when I come out of service. And I took that walk along 3rd Street from one end to the other. While coming back, headed north, I noticed that an insurance office. These people are here to serve you. A list of ladies. My gosh, there must have been about 20 names. And on the marquee, I noticed the name Pat Brannon. You know, she was Pat Quillen, Miss Illinois, 1965. So I walked in the office and I said to the receptionist, is Pat here? She says, no, she isn't. She's home. I said, well, you just tell her that Hoppy stopped in. And Hoppy, the retired mailman, stopped in to say hello. You get it? Wonder what she'll think when she gets the message. My gosh, was that guy here again? Hey, but another thing, I went up to, you know, some of these eating programs they have. Oh, up the river there, they have one that they have 80, 90 people a day. A full house of real nice people. Compared to some of the ones like here in Aurora, the Salvation Army, the township office where they have very few people and poor people, you know, that I visit and I'm friendly with. But I went up to the one there. I used to attend pretty regular. I haven't been up there to eat with the people, but as they finish eating, I walk in to say hello. And the last time, long time, it seems as though it was some time ago that I was up there. Oh, and this one lady, you know, she's very important about the place. I sat next to her and I was telling her about my little mansion, my little house in Aurora. That the Aurora Housing Authority purchased a house next to me. And I mentioned my different neighbors that moved in. She said, my gosh, you know, at that time, she says, oh boy, would I get out of there. I would sure get away from there. You know, and after being away for months and walking in there the other day, that same lady sort of shouted across the room with a lot of remaining people were there yet. And she says, say, do you still live in that slum area down there? I said, yes, I still live in the same place. Now, wasn't that something? You see how some people, I know they're building a lot of, right now, just north of me, they're building million-dollar homes out here off Molitor Road. Isn't that something? And she thinks I'm in the slum area. Oh, gosh. What people. Another thing I've noticed this morning, Saturday morning, you know that duck that sat out here at the side of my house for some almost 30 days? I don't see the duck there this morning, but I see a broken egg. And now I see there's only 6 eggs or so. There's someone robbing its nest, and the duck isn't there today and hasn't returned as yet. And here I've been sort of babysitting for that duck for about a month, expecting the arrival of all the little ducklets. And I don't think it will happen, really. Now I'll tell you a little something. Back in the late 30s, a man that lived on Builder Road at the Kane DuPage line, northwest corner of County Line Farms and Builder Road, offered his acreage of evergreens for sale at a price of, you dig, $1 each. At that time, I dug 40 or so, or even more, and brought them home and replanted them on my lot here at my residence on High Street. Over a period of years, as they grew, I found out things I hadn't thought of at planting time. It became a constant nesting place for birds. Mostly the blackbirds, you know. Oh, they'd get in these trees they'd build early or late in March until the middle of June. It was hazardous to walk out in the yard at egg hatching time. You couldn't walk into the yard, the nest. The older birds became furious. I sat a long time babysitting for these birds, defending them against other forms of wildlife, you know, such as squirrels, crows, cats, that would raid these nests. Also during the early 80s, several burglary attempts were made on my property behind the shielded foliage that hid my doors and made it easy for them to work at my back door. You know, some of the people that lived in this area in the 80s, 81, 82, 83, when these attempts were made on my property, are now in Kane, in DuPage County Jail. Oh, one on a murder charge who lived right in this area. Several murders. Man, what days those were. But I finally disposed of most of the trees, one at a time over the years. But now you know that the birds are gone, the ducks moved in. My goodness, I've been sitting, sort of babysitting for these ducks, for this little hen duck for so long. People have been telling me, we've noticed ducks in your yard. I mentioned I've been babysitting for one in a nest here since April the 25th or so. Can't seem to get the grass mowed in the area and such. Had to warn the gas meter reader recently when he came to read the meter not to disturb the duck. Often noticed the hen duck cover her eggs, take off and fly east, out Naperville way, I guess. Thought I've noticed her during a few of my river walks out that way. Often notice her fly from my front window. I notice her fly out east on leaving her nest. And then again, sometimes I've noticed her return as she come from the east and flew over my house and approached the nest from the rear and side of my house. Check the nest daily from my side window, also took pictures, still waiting for the big event to happen. How will I react? What will I do then? Who will I call when the little ducks appear? But as it looks this morning, on the 26th day of May, the nest has been vacated and the eggs are exposed, one broken. So I don't know. I don't know just what will happen. I guess there will be no little ducks. But do you know, since all this wildlife in my little lot here with the rabbits, the ducks, the birds, I haven't never owned a gun since the M1 I owned while in the army, and a few of the German Lugers that the medics took from me in Germany when I started my trip back. But recently I did purchase a BB gun, probably just to use it to frighten some of these nest raiders. Man, over these years of retirement, what I've gone through with those birds and the birdhouse and the woodpecker picking through the birdhouse and the little birds being killed by the sparrows and their homes taken over. Oh, man, that's been something to talk about and even write about. Really. Hey, today is Wednesday, May the 30th, 1990, a beautiful day. Man, it's going on 11 o'clock. And I've been down to funeral parlor this morning. Yeah, I stop every morning. My gosh, they're going right. Hey, and today is the original Memorial Day, but we celebrated it when? Monday. Today's Wednesday. We celebrated Memorial Day Monday. And I went up to a little service at our cemetery. Oh, man, did I read all the names on the tombstones of so many, many of my friends. Oh, gee. Oh, today now, I don't know. I'm going to get ready yet and head up. Maybe I'll go upriver a little bit. I don't know if I'll go to St. Charles or not. I'm still thinking of that lady, you know, the lady that says, "Do you still live down in that slum neighborhood?" I just wonder what she's doing today. Oh, my gosh, people. But I'll be busy. I got things. Oh, I went to the, by gosh, I did go up to St. Charles over the weekend. I went up to the Greek picnic up at the King County Fairgrounds. Gee, did I enjoy that. And I saw so many of my restaurateur Greek friends. I enjoyed that. Now, Helen's been gone over a week, and she'll be coming home again next Tuesday. Her Amtrak will be pulling in, and many of the graduations will be over by then. That's right. I got to get some envelopes and some cards. Graduations. Boy, from what the time of your baptism, you're going on to special events all through your life, really. Graduations now. Next will be what? Weddings? I don't know. Funerals? Everything. Hey, see you later. Fee, fi, filly, I, oh, ho. Fee, fi, filly, I, oh, ho. Fee, fi, filly, I, oh. Strumming on the old banjo. Ini, mini, mini, mo. Rappele, negrum, tichito. Quando, cana, dechito. Ini, mini, mini, mo. Fee, fi, filly, I, ho, ho. Fee, fi, filly, I, ho, ho. Fee, fi, filly, I, ho. Strumming on the old banjo. Okay, sing. Tell us your name. What's your name?
Jackie.
All right. Jackie. All right. Sing a little song or something.
Fee, no. Filio. Fee, fi, filio. I don't know the rest.
Fee, say something.
Where
do you live?
Strumming on the old banjo.
Happy. What's the day?
Happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you. Just thought maybe I'd barge in here today. You know, it's about 12 o'clock today, right now, today. The date, you know what the date is? 6-29-90. June the 29th, 1990. The year is just about half over with, my goodness. See how time flies? I just thought I'd barge in and say, hello, good morning. Kind of a cloudy, rainy day. It's been rainy during the night, but it's clearing up. Just another great day to be alive. Hey, see you later. Bye-bye. Here I am again. Remember I said see you later? Hey, it's Saturday morning, 7-7-90, July the 7th, 90. You know, yesterday I mowed my lawn out here, and I have quite a long downspout, you know, for the water to run from the top eave down to the lower and out onto the, a distance of about 10, 12 feet out onto the lawn. And I was thinking, about 20 years ago, I was mowing the lawn and I chased one of those little groundhogs, one of those little gophers, you know. By gosh, it run right into that eave trough. And I stuck the bottle into the end of that eave trough. Now, remind you, this was 20 years ago or so. And I left that bottle when I see that little animal run in that eave trough. I left that bottle in there for maybe about a week, 3, 4, 5 days. I went back to look where that little animal might be. And by gosh, it still might be in that eave trough. You know, this was 20 years ago. I was just thinking about something that happened about 20 years ago. And that was it. Wonder where that little gopher went. Maybe out onto my roof, if it could have climbed up that 10, 12, 15 foot straight up eave trough. I just always think of that and wonder how that little gopher got out of there. And then another thing, hey, this morning's paper, gee, they're naming a big street after one of my friends, one of my Aurora friends, former Mayor Al McCoy. Gosh, how wonderful to be featured on that front page of that Aurora Beacon. You know, years ago, every week or every few weeks, our Aurora Beacon News published, maybe I mentioned this before, pictures of men who are making Aurora grow. You know, sometimes their picture would be on the front page, and then a little bit later, it may be where the man was bound to the grand jury for. I remember certain financial people who men were making Aurora grow, and by gosh, it was a little bit later, they found out there was some hanky-panky along the way somewhere. Oh, boy, if you ever become famous, Jesus, can they look up things about you? Really. Hey, have a good day. See you again. Bye.